during college years, I worked on tugboats up in Alaska. And I was working on an old wooden tug that was built originally in 1898 and was originally a steam tug. And I was off watch and sitting in the galley of the tug. And I was drinking a cup of strong black coffee and reading issue number one of Wooden Boat magazine. And I recall distinctly having this feeling of looking around the galley and the smells and the ambiance was all there. It wasn't fancy. It wasn't anything that looked plush, but there was something about it that worked for me, and I remember thinking to myself, wouldn't it be cool to build wooden boats? And
so you had what used to be called a calling in the 19th century, or a little epiphany that there was a moment that you found out what you wanted to do.
Yeah, very much so. One of the missions that we have is we're breathing life into a pile of material. And to me, once the boat is completed, it has life, it has a sense of spirit to me, and it becomes a living thing to me. And to take raw materials and breathe life into them is a very creative and expressive thing. It's the closest thing I can come to being a godlike person. I'm breathing life into a pile of materials. I think that those characteristics would be true of Maine. Most people are there because they chose to be there, or that they've chosen to stay there. It's a very deliberate place. While I can do what I can to impart some wisdom of how one might go about solving a particular problem or how to construct something, the truth is it has to be their labors that complete this project. And while I can't do anything to instill in them a sense of pride, it's fairly easy for them, most typically, to have a sense of pride in what they've created. They also realize that this is a unique process and that they're taking something and making it into something that really has some life and some spirit, and that that's a worthy thing and a noble thing to do with one's time.
What is the thing that draws you back here to Maine?
You know, in a way, it's partly to visit these old friends, both at the magazine and at the school and amongst the students. The other part of it is that I get to meet new people. It's my time to touch someone else's life. The other aspect of it that's real important for me is that I get to see other types of boats and other types of environments that are really favorable for building boats in. And that's always inspirational to me. I went down to one of the local boatyards this morning and looked at a new vessel that they're completing. And it's very inspiring. Kind of makes me want to go home and get the drawing board uncluttered and start drawing on a new boat and something new.
So this recharges some of your creative batteries to the teaching and just being in the milieu of this happening.
Mm-hmm. I like wildness and I like privacy and I like my buffer. I like my sense of personal space, and that becomes encroached upon as there's more and more people and less room. There's been times that I've chewed on the idea of escaping it. And I, you know, I'm very close to Alaska, and I go up there virtually yearly now, and I like the solitude up there. I kind of like the crudeness up there, the more primitive frontier quality of it. But on the other hand, I have to make a living, and you know, I've got kids that are growing up and in college and things like that that force me to keep on this pursuit. But I do have the luxury of being able to escape it occasionally. And when I do that, I go cruising or I go sailing. And
what is the basic lessons that the land and the sea and the community of boat builders has taught you and what you would want to pass on to your two teenage boys?
I think that the biggest thing is that whatever you do in life, to do it with as much passion as you can produce. As one reaches middle age, I firmly believe that most things become a measurement of energy. And it takes so much energy to go about one's way of making a living. It takes so much energy to go about being married or unmarried. And things are energy. And there's times in someone's life when the energy is more accessible than other times. And so the thing that I would try to impart most upon them is that if they approach their life with as much passion as is possible, it will make the energy management an easier pursuit. It will tend to even out some of the highs and the lows. And because it doesn't matter what they do, as long as they do it with passion, they'll do it well to their ability. And that's what I would wish for them in life, nothing more.